Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 25th of September 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. Well, weekend is nearly here. Well, it is here for me. I've finished my work for the week. I'm absolutely shattered as I always am on a Thursday. I have to admit, it is nice that this four-day week that I work, it is nice working 4 days and having a long weekend, but the 4 days are absolutely knackering, especially hard at the moment, or this week and next week anyway, because my direct boss is on holiday and basically has left everything for me to do. Not left everything for me to do, but basically I'm the next in line, it turns out. So it's been a busy, busy week, but it's been good. It's been good. More importantly, it is time for the weekend. So tonight, I'm just going to share with you my plans for the coming weekend. A few tasks that you could also do in your own garden. Some seeds that are going to be worth sowing this weekend. And a little talk about the green manures that I sowed today. So let's start off with what I'll be doing this weekend. Now, Friday tomorrow, I shall be in the kitchen garden. One of the first jobs I need to do is just move some water around, basically taking some of that rainwater that's in some of my water butts and fill up some of the other water butts. This is just in order to make sure that all the rain that we have is collected. We're storing all that lovely, lovely rain. It's going to go to use. We, of course, going into the winter, so we expect that we're going to be able to collect a lot of rain, but it could still be dry. We just want to make sure we have everything. After that, we will then turn our attention to the chickens. The two new chickens seem to be settling in quite well, but the older three, well, they seem okay. They're just a little bit grumpy, which is to be expected, particularly with one of them. So just give them a good clean up. I want to check them all over and do what I can with those. Make sure everything is fresh for them for the coming week. I reckon another week, and they should start integrating quite well, but I need to be at home for that. After that, I've got some wood to cut and stack. That's going to be our winter heating. It's one of those jobs that it's going to be quite time consuming and boring, but once it's done, and once we've got all that wood stacked, it's nice to know that we are going to be warming our house throughout the winter. And of course, all that wood ash is the potential source of potash in our garden. So we're going to use it for that as well. Then in terms of planting, I've got to get some more garlic in the ground. Garlic is a favourite of mine because it just sits quietly over winter, looking after itself, and then gives us those wonderful bulbs in summer. And while I'm planting, I'll also be thinking about just how I'm going to arrange my beds for next year. Because I am really pushing more towards polyculture style in my kitchen garden next year, mixing crops together, using companion planting, creating a healthier system overall. And then finally, any spaces that I do have or anywhere that I can, I'm going to add a nice layer of compost mulch just to keep the soil covered and enriched. This is compost that's actually came out of some of the pots that have either died away or just some of that leftover compost I store in a bin, and I will use that. Saturday, I'm going to head down to the allotment. Big job there is hopefully trying to build this compost bin that I've been talking about for a while. And this is out of corrugated iron. And once that's done, got a bit more spreading of compost as well, planting more garlic and onion sets as well. They can be sown this weekend. Sowing some green manures because I'm getting to that point where I'm just sowing lots of green manures as well. And then we've got a little nettle patch I want to tidy up today. Nettles are great for wildlife and composting, but they do need keeping in check. But what about you? What could you do this weekend? I thought I'd give you a few suggestions. I'll try and give you a few suggestions every Thursday of what you could do. First of all, we have got clearing away any old summer crops that are finished. Don't forget to add that material, of course, to your compost heap. But if they're finished, clear them away. Mulch any beds with compost or well-rotted manure just to get ahead before the winter. If you keep chickens around other animals, it's worth giving a house a deep clean before the wet weather sets in. Defined clumps of herbs like chives or mint, replanting some and potting up extras to give away should you need to. Start tidying paths and edges. Those small jobs now will make a big difference when it gets wetter and muddier later on. And if the weather keeps you indoors, why not start sketching out your plans for next year's plot or garden laying out? It's amazing just how much smoother things go in the spring when you've done that little bit of prep in autumn. Now, there are still a lot of seeds that we can also sow in the end of September, this late on in the year. And they include broad beans, Aqua Dolce Claudia is a classic variety. Early peas, such as Meteor or Douche Provence. Spinach, a winter hardy type, is preferable. Corn salad, which is also known as lamb's lettuce. Winter lettuces like Arctic King or Winter Density. Oriental greens, Mizuna, Pak Choi, Tatsui, etc., etc. Spring onions like White Lisbon, radishes for a quick crop, turnips such as Tokyo Cross, and of course, a wide range of green manures. Just to give you a few ideas of seeds that you could sow. Now, talking of seeds that you could sow, we're going to be getting together the next month's seed pack, and that will be making its way to you middle of next week. But we do have one final seed to sow from September's, and that is winter tares. Now, this really brings me quite neatly into that, because winter tares are a legume, and that means they have the ability to fix nitrogen into the soil thanks to the relationship with bacteria that live on their roots. This will mean that these plants will not only protect the soil over winter, but they'll also add fertility while they're dug in or chopped down in spring. Now, I sowed mine today. I had a bit of an empty bed that I just gave it a good hoe just to clear it a little bit more. And I just scattered the seeds evenly across the surface and then just lightly raked it in and gave it a good water. That is honestly the most complicated thing we have to do when it comes to sowing these seeds. Once they germinate, they'll just grow away. They'll cover the ground, keeping weeds at bay, protecting the soil from heavy rain. Just add that nitrogen to the soil as well, which will make it better for next year. Then come spring, all I've got to do is then cut them down and leave them to rot on the surface as a mulch, or just dig them in if I feel that way. I don't dig, so it'll be just cutting them down and then just leaving them on the surface to rot down before they go to the compost bin. And that is going to give me better, healthier soil and therefore better crops. Such a simple and cost-effective way of just looking after your plot. Green manures, I've spoke about this on the podcast on Monday. It's such a good method. It is such an important method of growing your own for me. Now, that's my plans for the weekends, along with a few ideas and seed suggestions for you, a little guide to winter tares as a green manure. But don't forget to let me know anything that you plan to do this weekend as well. I'd love to hear from you. As always, thank you again for being part of the Supporters Club. I'll be back on Sunday with another update, but in the meantime, feel free to reach out. Until next time, please take care.